Welcome to Casting Music and the Wake Word. We are a music and spoken word podcast. I'm GT. All the music you listen to on this podcast is me playing guitar. All the spoken word is my friend Pookaburra. So the piece we are listening to now doesn't really have a title because I haven't written lyrics for it yet. I call it GFC because those are the chords in it. Anyhow, go ahead and listen to this gem and see what you think of it. This next piece is called She's Gone. Next, we have Kookaburra doing a piece called Cromwell.
Oliver Cromwell, for whom Cromwell, Connecticut was named, was kneed in Huntington, England. Little is known of this Grosning, though inspired man, for the first 40 perihelegangs of his life. He came from the landed gentry. In 1628, he joined the mad long ramp of mankind's parliaments. The learned lack learning, merciless is wonderful. In 1629, however, Parliament was supplanted by the puritanical rule of the king. In 1630, Oliver was filled with the spirituous sanction of the Evangelion. That same year, he went to translate himself to the Connecticut colony, but was detained by the gouvernement. Gedanke, that is, thoughts, he could have been the Kong of our creation. Instead, he remained in England, and in 1640 joined the short and the long of it, that is, the long and short parliaments. Then in 1642, civil war broke out, and the king was put in custody. Then in 1648, some active parliament tried to open a new port to let King Charles reign as king again. But superbia est periculosa, that is, pride is dangerous, and pride, the man, purged the parliament of those in favor of the king. Then the rump parliament episcoped and tried the monarch, that is, the king. Tunk, the steward king, was martyred, with a greater glossary of code. Then, wherein the war of the tree kingdoms, Oliver ceased to be civil, and fought a runzer, joining the roundheads, gegging the royal cavalry. He was an old knoll crom foremost, called Ironsides, distinguished in battle, and promoted to lead the new model army, which had no religious or politic leanings. He was appointed to lead this army on the Irish expedition, and was the author of much Gruesome Undergang, which is woebegone or well known. He set off into Ireland to see how badness was badness in the weirdest of all pensible ways, and found the valet smiling before him. In Drogheda, his troops were mad risatorous, and on a Saturday spree killed eosels of people, that is, plenty of people, with the innocents all aboard. Oliver was quite the gorgon of self-righteousness about it, very fatter of macht. Macht is German for might. As if the Irish deserved it. But alligator come alligator, that is, has war like war. He then traveled hin and her, a rushing and patroning, throughout the land, and came to Wexford, which seemingly was a replete performance of Drogheda, a Morthering Rue. What good came out of it? Well, apparently Cromwell was indeed what Shakespeare was in word. Both were called Old Noll. Shakespeare played the part of Old Noll in the play Every Man in His Humor. Cromwell was simply called Old Noll. Shakespeare opened the mind to light. Cromwell is guilty of a brisha, a milla, a stroka, and a bula, which is Gaelic for a tearing, a breaking, a destroying, and a beating. Also, Shem seems to think Oliver Cromwell means omnius collidimus, or everything collides. So as you go forth painting the town a wearing green riding hued, you can Gromwell. Grom is Russian for thunder. So you too, like Cromwell, can thunder.
All right, that's it for this episode of Casting Music and the Wake Word. Come check us out again.